This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Our guest today is Dr. Mark Youssef, a cosmetic surgeon in Santa Monica, California, where he is the medical director of Unique Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa. He has written an interesting new book called The Art of the Brazilian Butt Lift, Evolve Your Beauty, Empower Your Life, and we're about to find out exactly what the Brazilian butt lift is and just how life-changing it can be. Dr. Youssef, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thanks for having me.
And of course, it certainly is our pleasure to have you with us today. So tell us, for starters, what exactly is a Brazilian butt lift and how is it distinguished from any other butt lift?
Okay, well, the Brazilian butt lift actually was developed in Brazil, which is why it's called the Brazilian butt lift. It's a combination of a liposuction procedure that removes fat from unwanted areas in the body. And then we take that condensed fat that's removed and process it and re-inject it into the buttocks to give it a firmer, rounder, more lifted look, hence the Brazilian butt lift. So the Brazilian butt lift is a combination of extracting fat from unwanted areas and then re-transferring and re-injecting it back into the buttocks areas. Now, there are other types of butt lift. Probably the most popular one in people's mind is the buttocks implant, which is kind of a solid silicone implant where an incision is made in the buttocks to insert a butt implant on each side of the buttocks, similar to breast implants, but they're not soft and squishy like a breast implant. They're a little bit more firm and solid. So when you sit on them, it actually feels almost like a gluteal muscle or a buttocks muscle that you're sitting on. Those are the two main types. There are a few other types of butt lifts that are surgical for weight loss patients who just have a lot of skin, where you can make kind of like two crescent incisions above the buttocks and use that to remove extra skin and lift the entire buttocks surgically, almost like pulling up your pants, so to speak. There are also another type of buttocks implant is the injectable buttocks implant that uses a pre-made substance such as hyaluronic acid or some sort of filler that actually plumps the buttocks using just pre-filled syringes of a product. Those are the main buttocks implants. Those are the main buttocks lifts that I discuss in the book. But by far, the one that's gained the most popularity is the Brazilian butt lift.
Now, Dr. Youssef, would you say that this is a procedure that has gained popularity because so many celebrities have done this?
Definitely. I would say over the past few decades, pop culture and the media have really focused on what is portrayed as a shapely or curvy body. So you have lots of these pop media stars, people like Kim Kardashian, Beyonce, Iggy Azalea, Nicki Minaj, Blac Chyna, Jennifer Lopez, Rihanna, the list goes on. And these celebrities have kind of been idealized. And when I mean idealized is their shape of their bodies and their look has become kind of the accepted desirable norm. And so I definitely think that both the media and some of these recent celebrities in the past few decades have given this procedure a gain in popularity that's probably unprecedented.
And that certainly would make sense. Another question for you, Dr. Youssef, do only women have butt lifts?
No, actually, anyone can have a Brazilian butt lift. We do, I would say the majority of our patients are women, but we do have men who desire a different shape to their buttocks or unhappy, let's say, with how flat their buttocks is or never were genetically blessed with, the firmness or the lift or the look that they want. So definitely this procedure can be done for men and women.
Certainly do appreciate all the information and insight here so far today. We're visiting with Dr. Mark Youssef, a cosmetic surgeon in Santa Monica, California, where he is the medical director of Unique Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa, and he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Continuing on, do you think butt lifts are gaining in popularity more and more because curvier women are becoming the accepted norm in our society?
Definitely. So one of the chapters in the book really discusses something called a waist hip ratio. And what that means is basically if you take the circumference of the waist and you take the circumference of the hip, there's a ratio over time that's been kind of accepted. And if you look back at historically, that ideal waist-hip ratio has been about 0.7, which means the waist is about 70% of the circumference of the hip, which means the hip's a little bit wider. Now, as the curvier celebrities and the curvier women who've become kind of the popular look in our culture, that norm has shifted, and it's shifted downward, which means narrower waist, wider hips, and larger buttocks. And there's actually studies that kind of look and talk about this, and I kind of review those and give some diagrams and pictures in the book so it's easier to understand. But lots of the people that you see in the media have hip to waist ratios of 0.6 to 0.65. And basically what that translates into layman's terms is they have narrower waistlines and kind of wider hips. It's a curvier shape. And I give examples of a lot of these celebrities in the book, so you can see that a shift of from 0.7 to 0.6, even though it doesn't seem like a lot, that's about a 10 to 15% change in just waist-to-hip size. So over the last couple of decades, a 10 to 15% increase in what's considered normal is, I think, a drastic change, and it really changes the way the body looks, even with that small of a change. So I definitely think that the gain in popularity of the Brazilian butt lift and the way some of these celebrities look has changed over the decades.
And I agree with your thoughts in those regards. And tell us, what are some of the other procedures that you do other than the Brazilian butt lift?
Well, we do our most common procedures that we do are just traditional liposuction, including the new laser liposuction techniques where we use a laser beam to kind of melt fat for people who just want to get rid of fat. We do a lot of tummy tucks and mommy makeovers, which are a combination of tummy tucks and breast lifts and breast augmentation. Most of the time after people have children or they lose weight, they have some extra skin that wants to be removed. So we'll do that either with a combination of liposuction and a tummy tuck or just simply removing the skin with a tummy tuck. And we also do breast reductions for people who have shoulder pain, back pain, or simply just want lighter breasts. And we do a couple of other nice facial procedures too. Our most common facial procedures we do are upper eyelid surgery to remove kind of the hooded eyelids. And also we do a lot of nose surgery, which reshaping the nose and giving a more refined look to the nose.
Now, for those patients that are considering some of these procedures, especially the Brazilian butt lift, do you feel patients should know as much as possible about the benefits and risk of these procedures before they jump in?
Well, Eric, that's 100% yes on that. It's the main reason I wrote this book. Part of the reason that I think cosmetic surgery is so popular is because a lot of people maybe just jump into it without really weighing the risks and the benefits. I think cosmetic surgery is a wonderful tool that patients can use to improve the look or get the look they want. But I also strongly believe that patients should be informed of what they're getting into, which means they should know the risks, they should know the benefits, and even though cosmetic surgery is a safe field, there are risks that I think everybody needs to know before they kind of jump into any procedure that they're looking for. And part of my book really focuses on what are the risks, what are the benefits, and why do the benefits outweigh the risks, and when you're a good candidate, when you're not a good candidate for this procedure. And it just helps people understand kind of what to look for.
Yeah, for sure on that, and really appreciate your information and your input on that as well. Now, referring to your book, you talk about beauty actually being empowering for women. How would you describe the butt lift and other procedures you do as empowering?
That's a great question. I think this is probably one of the more controversial topics because I think people feel polarized about cosmetic surgery. There's some people who feel very positive about it, and some people feel like, you should stay as natural, or, what you were born with is you kind of just work with it. But really, prior to modern cosmetic surgery, everyone was kind of stuck with the shape of body or features that you were born with, and there really wasn't a whole lot you could do with it. It's kind of it's kind of a trapped feeling that you have in a body that you can't change. So being able to get the shape of the body that you want is very empowering, because it gives the control back to you and in the way you want to look. And having that control really boosts your self-confidence. When you can change the shape of your body and you're not kind of stuck with what you were born with, it boosts your self-confidence. It gives you that internal happiness. It's a very rewarding feeling. And that self-confidence is power, because that changes the way you talk to people. It changes your approachability. It changes, when you walk into an interview for a job. It gives you leverage, and it is empowering to be able to control the way you look. We talk in the introduction of the book about, we don't have this concept of just kind of deal with what you have or just be as natural as possible. We use technology to our advantage in all aspects of our life. People use smartphones, people convert their homes into smart homes. And so why can't we take control over how we look as well, and give us a more empowered life?
Dr. Youssef, really appreciate your time, your insight and information shared here today. And of course, I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more information on your practice there in Santa Monica, California, as well as to pick up your book as well, The Art of the Brazilian Butt Lift. Where can listeners get further information?
The book's readily available on Amazon.com. You can just search for it by the title, The Art of the Brazilian Butt Lift, and you can order it, and it'll come right to your house. If anyone is interested in asking any questions or contacting us and getting more information, we have a full staff here in Santa Monica, and they're more than welcome to give us a call here in Santa Monica, California. And our main line here is 310-434-0044.
And that certainly does work in all regards, and we'll drop a link within the show notes of this broadcast to be of help as well. Again, Dr. Youssef, all the best. And thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks a lot. It was fun chatting with you.
I agree. Let's do it again. We've been speaking with Dr. Mark Youssef, a cosmetic surgeon in Santa Monica, California, where he is the medical director of Unique Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa. And for all the details, visit uniquecosmeticsurgery.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.